KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talking foreign affairs with Lieutenant Colonel Jim McKinney, retired like we do each Friday at this time. And Jim, for starters, let's quickly talk about the news of airstrikes in the border area of Syria ordered by the Biden administration yesterday.
Yeah, so it looks like the Biden administration is at least publicly saying they're responding to the recent attacks on a U.S. installation or U.S. forces in Erbil, Kurdistan. I want people to understand, you know, I do this for a living. I've been over there recently, and we actually conduct almost daily, if not weekly, strikes, drone strikes on different targets. So it's unclear whether or not these targets were actually in response or something on a target list. So the potential, the Iranians responded recently with the attack on Soleimani last year with a very strong rocket attack back at that same base. So we'll see what happens with this. It's a little bit confusing and not clear exactly what happened or what the purpose was.
Okay, let's shift gear to what I think is a very important topic today. Apparently, President Biden has been asked to change policy to share nuclear launch codes with VP Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi. Is that right?
Yes. So 31 House Democrats led by Jimmy Panetta and Ted Lieu, and including our own Washington's own Pramila Jayapal and Rick Larson, signed a document requesting that Biden share nuclear authorities with Vice President Harris and the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and require a declaration of war before using nuclear weapons. The problem with that, and the very I'm very concerned about this for two reasons. The first one is, for over 60 years, the policy, U.S. policy, has been that of nuclear deterrence, and it's kept stability in the world. And that basically said, hey, look, if someone uses a nuclear weapon, or if they threaten a major invasion or something, the United States would respond with deterrence. But they had to do it we had to have very rapid response. Of course, if a nuclear attack was launched on us, you'd have to have immediate response in order to counter that strike. And that has kept stability and peace. So that's very concerning, people not understanding that. But also the fact that Democrats are not willing to trust their own party leadership with the president with this authority. And so I don't know which is worse, undermining the policy that's kept stability for literally decades and no use of nuclear weapons, or actually the fact that the internal party doesn't trust their own leadership with those authorities. It's not unusual for the opposition party to make those claims against both Ronald Reagan or Donald Trump, but the fact that maybe there's a bigger concern here about Joe Biden's ability to make rapid decisions. So I'm a little bit it's disconcerting to me as a foreign policy expert.
Well, as a corollary to that, too, is there truth to things I've heard about Vice President Kamala Harris reaching out directly to foreign heads of state?
Yes. So she has taken a number of calls instead of President Biden. And, of course, that is rather unusual, especially when a new administration takes over. It's quite apparent that Biden has made mistakes publicly. Maybe there's a level of concern within the executive branch about what might be said or what might not be said in some of those meetings. As many people have said, there's some gaffe-prone actions on occasion with Joe Biden.
Well, we continue to live in interesting times for sure. Lieutenant Colonel Jim McKinney helps us sort it out each week, Fridays at this time at 7:50. Jim, as always, thanks for joining us today on KGMI.